This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
Independence Day by Aaron Clayton for Karen Pryor Clicker Training. Challenges facing independent trainers. This podcast is about the challenges that face independent trainers in today's marketplace and how independent trainers can face up to them and thrive in that environment. It's 2 p.m. on a Thursday, just a few weeks before we'll celebrate July 4th, Real Independence Day. A call comes into my office from a trainer, and she wants to speak with me about her independent dog training business and about becoming a Karen Pryor Academy certified training partner. My caller is a graduate of a fine specialty dog training program. And as I listen to her, she sounds bright and experienced. She has an excellent, if not really great, telephone voice. It's soothing, but not boring, and it's confident. Clients will trust this person. So, what's the problem, I ask her. I've got to turn things around or in 12 months I won't be in business, she explains. Today, independent training businesses face significant obstacles if they want to remain independent entrepreneurs. Talented people are struggling to make a good living using the skills that they have invested in learning. I have surveyed hundreds of trainers for my courses at Clicker Expo, and it's startling to see how many trainers, in the comfort of survey anonymity, tell you how tough it is to make a living. Why? You know, coming out of the Great Depression, my grandfather, Louis Blinder, a non-English-speaking immigrant, opened a successful neighborhood hardware supply store, and he added two others before selling them and retiring at the age of 50. His story wasn't unique. In a golden age of independent entrepreneurialism that flourished after World War II, independent entrepreneurs opened and grew businesses in all kinds of industries that are today dominated by franchises and category killers, and marked by the absence of people like my grandfather. Guys like him, well, they may work at the store, but they no longer own it. In hardware supply today, it's Lowe's and Home Depot and the 5,800-store retailer-owned cooperative brand known as True Value. In hardware stores that thrive outside of these three names are exceptions. And you can pick any number of industries and see the same transformation, including those in our own field. Pet food manufacturing and pet retail are among the most dramatic examples in our industry. But independent veterinarians, boarding and kennel operators, and dog trainers increasingly find themselves in competition with larger multi-site versions of companies offering similar services. Again, why? Industries transform in this way for two economic reasons. First, there are what are called economies of scale. Significantly greater volume over time can result in significantly lower average per unit production costs. Second, there are economies of scope, where one company can often produce and market two products in the same production system more effectively and at lower average costs than two companies can acting independently. It's not always easy for businesses to realize the hoped-for advantages that come from scope or scale economies. Quality deteriorates, employees defect, customers leave, or a myriad of other problems derail an individual company's efforts to get scale or scope economies. Nevertheless, the overwhelming allure of the potential gains drives the trend toward consolidation that we see so often. Once set in motion within an industry, the transformation rarely stops, but rather it adjusts to the difficulties. It may slow down if one prominent player stumbles or funding dries up. But soon, another picks up the baton or funding flows anew. Once the transformation starts, most times it just accelerates. Okay, let's get back to my call. The independent trainer and I talk some more. A friend, she says, graduated from the same dog training program I did. She has just closed her business, and I don't want that to happen to me. How do I make sure that that doesn't happen? So she and I, we start talking about her basic financial goals. And to my delight, she has a gross revenue target in mind, and she knows what that amount would translate to in net income. We discuss approximately how many hours of billable service that would mean and translate that into the number of new clients she needs each week based on the average length of her consultations today. But that's alas where we have a problem. This trainer's new client goal is too high for now. She is not being realistic about the number of clients she can win each week. So we decide to look at and adjust her business in two other ways, and come back later to the issue of how to win more new clients. A business is like a funnel. Potential customers are at the wide, open top of that funnel. People who don't know you or haven't contacted you are circling above it. Those who've made contact with you are sitting around the rim, deciding whether to climb in. Known customers enter the thinner middle of the funnel, and lost customers exit the bottom. Most trainers today face three problems. The first problem is what I call the top of the funnel problem, figuring out how to get more potential customers to be aware of and inquire about your services. The second problem is the rim to funnel problem. Once they've contacted you, how do you convert potential customers to paying customers? The third problem is the exit funnel problem. Once they're in your funnel, how do you manage the exit so as to retain most of them as long-term customers? I suggest to my call that we start by looking at the rim-to-in funnel problem and the exit funnel problem. We dissect her pricing and product strategy and the scope of services she offers. And then 30 minutes later, we actually have fashioned a new strategy that will encourage greater client trial of her services, increase the likelihood of a longer engagement, and give her continued access to the customer over the pet's lifetime. So what did we do? Well, we made three changes. The trainer had been offering a flat rate lesson price, the same rate whether you took one or five lessons. She had recognized the importance of multiple lessons, but few customers took more than one or two lessons. So we packaged her home services into a five-lesson package. To reduce the potential sticker shock of a five-lesson package, we increased the cost of a single lesson taken alone and reduced slightly the cost of the five-lesson package, thereby creating the perception of a substantial value for the average cost of the five lessons. Next, we decided to let customers choose at the end of the first lesson whether to purchase the multi-lesson plan or pay the single lesson rate. We discussed how to present to the customer the significant training and economic benefits of multiple visits. The third change we made tackled the exit funnel problem. We discussed what she was doing to continue to service the customer. Other than email, the answer was nothing. Why couldn't she service the next phase of the pet owner's needs by offering reliable pet walking and pet sitting services? The trainer felt she could strike an alliance with a dog walking service she already trusted, and in exchange for signing up clients and collecting payments, she would be paid a portion of the fee. She had already begun to think about home boarding as well. These three changes wouldn't completely solve her financial issues, but if they were at all effective, she'd see financial gain immediately, and the collective impact would be enough to get her out of crisis mode. Just as importantly, these changes would decrease the number of new clients she would need to win every week to stay in business. So, with a bit of a plan under our belt, we turn back to the top of the funnel problem. I didn't realize, she said, how hard it would be to get customers to even know about me. It's so expensive to advertise, she added. Even little ads cost a fortune. It's time-consuming to make the ads, never mind figure out if they are working. I've got a decent website, but hardly anyone visits, and I'm building relationships with local vets, and that is helping some, but it won't be enough. And then there are those guys from Barkbusters outspending me. Right there, my trainer had outlined the economies of scope problem. I explained how companies with more than one location spread the cost of their advertising over a greater number of locations. Businesses that can spread the costs of reaching customers over a greater server space will have a comparative advantage, and those that can't are at a comparative disadvantage. Her $1,000 advertisement only helped her single location, but their $1,000 advertisement may help four locations. The greater the difference in scope of services, the greater advantage. So, what, if anything, can be done to counter this disadvantage? Karen Pryor Academy is an outgrowth of Karen Pryor Clicker Training, directly designed to counteract this problem. Like the 5,800 independent hardware retailers united under the True Value brand, excellent trainers that are comparably under-resourced, trainers like my caller, and like many of you, the listeners, can receive the economies of marketing scope by becoming part of the Karen Pryor Academy family of graduates, people that are called Karen Pryor Academy Certified Training Partners. As a Karen Pryor Academy Certified Training Partner, you get those comparative advantages of marketing scope, really, for the first time. So graduates of the program learn from some of the most experienced teachers in the field, and they follow a curriculum that weaves best business practices together with best training practices. And in addition to that, receive valuable levels of business assistance in the area of marketing resources, marketing assets, and spending across a national platform. Our innovative postgraduate programs give our alumni continuing support for financial success and not simply educational resources. So the idea is that graduates can maintain their independence, but within a larger circle of talented trainers and business people, all working towards excellence in training practices, but giving them the skills and resources to help create financial success in their profession as well. So the way that Karen Pryor Academy celebrates Independence Day is by actually creating a program that salutes and supports the independent trainer. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time. Feel free to send comments to aaron@clickertraining.com. That's aaron@clickertraining.com. Thanks a lot.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.